obituary in the paper today. One more for the list of those already fallen. Another of our comrades is taken down, like so many others of our calling. We tweet our anecdotes, our commentary, or we sing our songs in some sad tribute. While the tabloids are holding a story of kiss and tell, he's no longer able to deny or refute.
15,000 voices rising every time he sings, every word he ever wrote reflected back to him.
How well I remember the stadiums he played, and the lights sweeping across a sea of 50,000 souls we'd face. A serious drug you could never kick, one that you couldn't imagine you'd ever replace. We flew like kites on the wings of amphetamine, secured only to a bass line and a snare drum beat. But really, what did any of it mean when there's a higher philosophy in reflection and defeat?
15,000 voices rising every time he
today, although the bathroom mirror is telling me something else. These lines of stress, one bloodshot eye, the unhealthy pallor of a troubled ghost. Where did I put my spectacle case? I'm half blind and as deaf as any post.